This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Since the financial crisis, there's been something of a global gold rush. Investors snapped up the precious metal, but a new study from an outfit called the Official Monetary and Financial Institutions Forum, there is one, has revealed a surprising fact. Central banks, known for their paper or electronic balance sheets, bought 2,800 tons of real gold since the financial collapse. From London Marketplace's Stephen Beard has the significance.
They've nailed interest rates to the floor and printed vast amounts of money. But behind the scenes, says David Marsh of the OMFIF think tank, the central banks have been doing something else as well, quietly adding to their stocks of gold.
Central banks collectively seem to have decided that gold is a good thing to hang on to. It's a psychological prop, which central banks these days seem to think is quite useful to have.
The Chinese and the Russians have done most of the buying. The Western central banks have simply halted their sales. Adrian Ash of Bullion Vault, an internet gold and silver exchange, is not surprised.
Gold doesn't go bust on you. You can't destroy it any more than you can inflate its supply. And it's that permanence which really appeals in moments of change.
Although, he concedes, a buoyant gold market is not a good sign for the rest of us.
Gold tends to do well when other assets do badly. But it does best when people lose confidence in central bankers.
So what does it say when the central bankers are themselves major purchasers of the stuff? Joshua Saul runs another bullion investment firm, the Pure Gold Company.
It's ironic. It's confusing. It's conflicting. They're printing paper. They're devaluing currency. On the other hand, they're purchasing physical gold to maintain their currency's purchasing power.
Their renewed appetite for bullion exposes the central bankers' dirty little secrets, as David Marsh of the OMFIF.
If central banks really had confidence in themselves, i.e. in paper money, they would get rid of all the gold in their vault, sell it all off at high prices.
But instead, he says,
they're clinging on to this rather primitive relic as something to hold on to if things really go down the drain.
However, he points out, the gold bars that gleam reassuringly in the central banker's vaults are little better than a security blanket. They would cover only a tiny fraction of the paper liabilities now floating around the globe. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.